It's time for The Bright Side, a coaching radio show for changemakers, the organizations and positive leaders creating positive change in the world while simultaneously caring for their people. The Bright Side is sponsored by PLINK Leadership. PLINK Leadership believes in a world where positive leadership is the norm and individuals and the organizations they power are a force for positive change. And now as your host, Alexis Robin, co-founder of PLINK Leadership, I'm here to bring you your 10 minutes of insight, theory, and actionable tips to support you on your journey to becoming the best version of yourself. Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome to The Bright Side. I'm Alexis Robin, your host, and it is 2019, January 1st. And today we're talking about New Year's intentions. Some people make resolutions. I am not a resolutions person because I like to use the entire 365 days of the year to move towards my intentions versus trying to change my behavior on the first day of the year. I think that that makes it tough. So I want to share a couple of lessons that I have been fortunate enough to have learned this year so far. And then talk about moving towards your intentions. So the first one, it was from one of my friend's Facebook pages, and it was a meme that said, "If it doesn't matter, get rid of it." And I wholeheartedly agree with this. Being discerning about what matters in your life, what you care about, what is the most important thing for you is an important part of living on the bright side of life. It's an important part of living your best life. And the first thing you have to do is figure out what matters and what doesn't. And that starts with taking stock, slowing down, reflecting on 2018, thinking about what really mattered to you last year. What were the things that you did that made you proud, that made you braver, that made you smarter, that made you faster, better, healthier, any of these things that you did last year that really mattered to you would be something that you want to hang on to. And it may be that you want to hang on to it and do more of it, or it may be that you've accomplished it and you feel good and you want to level up to the next thing. And so so start by figuring out what really matters to you and how you're going to create space to add more time for that. And one of the easiest ways to create space for the things that matter are to get rid of things that don't. And so reflecting on the commitments you have, the volunteer committees that you're on, the programs that you've signed up for that you just do because you've always done it, take some time to think about those and decide if you actually really want to continue doing them. I know my dad is making some changes this year in some of the things that he's done for years so that he can make time and space for some new things in his life. And I think that that's great. And I support that. And oftentimes we don't leave things that we've been doing, especially if we're an integral part, if it's a volunteer thing or it's a board that we sit on or a committee or something like that, because we're worried that there won't be anyone else to do it. But often people are waiting to take that spot, but they're worried about taking that spot because they don't want to push you out. So being clear about what doesn't matter as much to you anymore and letting go of that and will open up a space for other people as well. So you can take this in all different directions as well. Think about the clothes in your closet. You know, if you're looking at something and you're like, if I lost that, it wouldn't be a big deal. It's probably time to donate it to somebody else. One of my favorite quotes ever from an organizational guru that I heard at a conference once said that if you keep something longer than you should, then you're keeping it from its rightful owner. So I always look at my old clothes and my old things, and I think, like, who's the rightful owner for this, and where are they, and how do I get this to them? And so so by donating things and sharing things with friends, we often can move them on to their next owner, who will be delighted and enjoy them. So if it doesn't matter, get rid of it. That's the first lesson I wanted to share with you on this beautiful New Year's Day. And then the second one is just such a beautiful quote. I was so touched by it and think that it's one of those mindset things that's really important. And it comes from Yogi Bhajan, and my dear friend and colleague Helen shared it with us. And it says, "If you are willing to look at another person's behavior towards you as a reflection of the state of their relationship with themselves, rather than a statement about your value as a person, then you will, over a period of time, cease to react at all. And so let me read that to you again. If you are willing to look at another person's behavior towards you, so the way people act towards you, as a reflection of the state of their relationship with themselves, so their behavior reflects how they relate to themselves, rather than their behavior reflecting or becoming a statement about your value as a person, then you will, over a period of time, cease to react at all. And we often react to other people's behaviors because we see them as a reflection of ourselves. So when our children are disrespectful or say mean things, we look at that as a statement about our value as a person, as a parent. And that can be really hard, and that causes some big emotional reactions, which often end up with us acting in ways that we aren't proud of or we don't want. And so if you can look at other people and you can see their behaviors as a reflection of their relationship with themselves, in those cases, then you can let go of that reaction because it no longer is about you. And it is furthermore about them and their relationship with themselves. Oftentimes, people who are disrespectful to us are also disrespectful to themselves. Oftentimes, people who do not respect our boundaries are very bad about holding their own boundaries with other people. And so being able to see that can really open our eyes to what's going on. Now, this is much easier to see with people who we don't care about. It's much easier to detach and to let go of somebody else's behavior as a reflection of ourselves than it is for us to do when it's somebody we really love, a spouse, a best friend, a parent, a child. And so, you know, you can start practicing this with others, with people that are maybe in your work circle or maybe clients that you have, or perhaps it's a neighbor or just somebody in the post office that isn't that close to you. And you can start practicing this and then and notice the stories that you come up with when people behave in a certain way. Are you telling yourself like, oh, that person doesn't respect me because they cut in front of me at line? Or are you telling yourself, that person thinks I'm not very smart because they are constantly having to prove their intelligence. And so they're making that obvious that I'm not as smart. You know, notice your own dialogue and notice when you're personalizing things. And if you can, just notice that and take a step back and ask yourself, like, what if this was just about their relationship with themselves? Notice how your emotional response changes. And so that's just, it's a great practice. So as you're moving through this new year, rather than creating a whole list of resolutions that you're going to try and implement the day after you've stayed up until past midnight, maybe you drank some wine or champagne, maybe you didn't get very much sleep. And so then trying to create this whole new lifestyle becomes hard on the first of the year. Think about setting intentions and keeping moving towards your intentions all year long. And maybe that looks like, maybe that moving towards intentions looks like noticing. So just noticing when you make a different food choice, noticing when you say yes to something that feels good, noticing when you say no to things that don't support your best life or that don't matter to you. It might begin with just turning your attention to noticing. And it might be practice. It might be practicing making the right food choices. It might be practicing saying yes to getting on that bike one more time or getting on your running shoes and going out and just taking a walk and doing something, even if it's 15 minutes. And notice where you are on that spectrum. And if the first part of the year is all about noticing and the second part of the year is about practicing, then that's great. And then maybe the third part of the year is about leveling up and achieving those things that you want to do. And then saying, okay, I've nailed this practice. Now I want to push it up a notch and I want to do something else. And so really using the entire year to get there is a great strategy for making change and making this year 2019 count. So this has been Alexis Robin with The Bright Side. Great to be back with you all. Happy New Year. Have a wonderful rest of your holiday. And this week, if you're getting back into it, think about those intentions and write them down and start moving towards them in whatever way you can, because even slow movement is faster than people who are doing nothing. Have a wonderful, wonderful New Year's. Happy 2019.